Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. We're back. It's 13 after. Thank you very much for joining us. If I haven't already said it this hour, I'll say it now. I appreciate your business. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And that's the number to call if you'd like to discuss a question, ask a question, or make a comment with me and or my special guest this hour, our new friend, Dr. Jan Yeager. She's the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. She has a Ph.D. in sociology from the University of New York. She's a time management consultant, speaker, and seminar leader. And as I said, she's our new friend. Jan, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here.
It's good to have you with us. And I like your book a lot.
Oh, thank you.
My audience knows that I screen the authors who are on my show pretty tightly, and you don't get on my show if I feel that your book is not worthy of their time and their money, and so I want to commend you for having an excellent book. As I've said in the earlier segment, small business owners have the same 24 hours a day as everybody else, but few people have more demands on their time than do small business owners, and so we've got to be better. If we're going to really be successful, we've got to be able to manage our time better, and that's the reason why I like to talk about this issue on the show. One of the things, though, I want to ask you first is you've stuck a word on the front of this time management thing that I want to ask you. Why do you use the term creative time management? What does that mean?
What makes it creative is that the goal is a balanced life, not just a life with work as your own area that, you know, the area that's being managed well. Because there are lots of people out there who truly are efficient or could become even more efficient at work. But what about the family? What about the leisure time? What about the stress level? So creative time management really means an ordered, together life.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because this sounds like some of the things that my audience has heard me say over the years, and that is, for small business owners, our lives, our personal lives, our business lives, our social lives, it just sort of streams together. There's no demarcation.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know, that's why it's so important to have creative time management, because I have basically been self-employed since my early 20s, when I was unfortunately in the publishing world and on a Friday told my job was over, get out by Monday.
Yeah.
And I became self-employed. However, I started a small business in 1996. Now, why do I say I was self-employed but I was not a business owner? Because when I started my publishing company in 1996, It's a whole other thing when you're a consultant and you're dealing with business-to-business kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
or a couple, you know, I would write a book, it would take years. As a small business owner, I'm dealing with customers, okay? I'm
mm-hmm.
dealing with hundreds, thousands of people. Now, what I found is that last summer, my husband and I never broke out our barbecue pit. The business had so taken over my life and my personal life that there was no such thing, as you're saying, free time.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about spending this year rewriting and finalizing and finally publishing this new book is that it really forced me to apply what I'm telling other people to my own life. And the wonderful news is it does work. And we did entertain three times this summer.
Well, I couldn't help but think of the old saw about the cobbler's children have no shoes. You know.
Well, but
if you're so good at time management, you know, why don't you have any time?
Well, because it is workaholism,
yeah.
and an out of balance life can rear its ugly head at any moment. And the interesting thing is that I was trying to explain, as someone who was basically a consultant and an author, I would manage my time by the project. In other words, I would, you know, go tunnel vision into a project, and then when the project was over or the client opportunity was ended, I would take my breather. When you have a small business, and this is what I've learned through having a small business, there is no breather. There is no time. So you must be self-managed.
You have to set your own time. When you work for someone else, when 5 o'clock comes, that's quitting time, so to speak. And so you say, okay, I'm through with work now. Now I go home and I do my pastime, or I'm with my family, or I do whatever else I want to do. But when you're in small business, you have to establish those lines yourself, don't you?
Well, the other part about a small business, it's so tough, especially if you're not at a point in the growth where you've delegated and you have multiple employees. You've got to be filling business and doing business and still out there mining the fields, developing those relationships to keep growing the business. And this is where I've observed, not only from my own experience, but also, and I have to let your listeners know, that on top of my own experience, I did survey 234 men and women throughout the United States and in 12 countries.
Right.
And many of those were small business owners. And I also have done interviews and observations. So what I have observed is that the hardest thing for small business owners, the first challenge is even starting the business. The next is surviving. But then when you're surviving, how do you take the time to make that one phone call to a new potential client or a new potential customer that isn't yelling at you, where's my order, blah, blah, blah. In other words, the active, and we're going to talk about the 7 principles of creative time management, but number one is be active, not reactive. The small business owner must put that principle in big letters over your computer, over your telephone, because you can spend the whole day reacting to crises and demands and never actively grow your business.
Crisis management can consume you. It not only can consume you, it will consume you. Jan, stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the questions you need to ask yourself if you wonder if your time management skills need improvement. There are 5 questions we're going to ask you, and then we're going to move on and talk about 7 principles of effective creative time management. Stand by. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jan Yeager is our guest. We are back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. And Jan Yeager, Dr. Jan Yeager, is our special guest. She's our new friend, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. Jan, tell us where the book is available, please.
Oh, it's available at local and also online bookstores, www.amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, books.com, borders.com. You can get it basically. If you want that book, you can find it.
You can find it if you want it bad enough, right? Tell us. Now, you have a website also.
Oh, yes. www.janyager.com. At the website, you'll find for free 2 quizzes adapted from the book, and you'll also find some articles reprinted over the years. I've written for everything from Parade to National Business Employment Weekly.
Good.
And you'll find lots of fun stuff there.
That's one word, folks, janyager.com, janyager.com. Let's talk about some questions that you've got in your book. If your time management skills could use some improvement, it depends on how you answer these questions. Number one, do you make a conscientious effort to separate urgent matters from other demands? Tell us about that question.
Well, that's so important because you could truly get consumed in the day-to-day minutia. But you also, as a small business owner, have to be concerned with what are my deadlines. You know, most small business owners, this fall, you've got to be concerned with the holiday sales.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though for the rest of the world, It's only October. You know, if you're a small business owner and you do have a holiday-related type of sale item, you've got to be thinking, how am I going to get people to buy my items, my wares for the holidays?
Well, the truth is, you probably had to order that stuff back in April.
That's right. So if your items are out there now, how are you going to get your customers to know about
mm-hmm.
it? What are your relationships with your wholesalers? If you have sales reps, what are you doing on that score? Do you have trade shows? Have you made a decision about exhibiting this year versus last year? If you exhibited last year, are you going to? So deadlines are very important for the small business owner.
And the difference, though, Jan, and this is, I'm glad you're bringing all these things up, because it sort of enumerates all the different things that are tugging at small business owners. The difference between the small business owner that sells the items that are sold in the small business and the guy who, or the person who manages the big company, is the person who manages the larger company has people they can delegate to.
Right.
The small business owner, all of these decisions, virtually, depending on how big you are, how big your small business is, most of these decisions fall back on you.
Okay.
By the way, folks, you can answer these questions yes, no, or sometimes, because
Thank
you may not be as bad, maybe as I am. And so, if it's sometimes, then maybe you get a little bit of a breakthrough. I want to read that one again. Do you make a conscientious effort to separate urgent matters from other demands? I think that's very important. Question number two, Jan, is: do you take the time to do enough background research so you can make the best possible decisions?
Now that's
important. That's a hard one.
It's so important, especially for a small business owner, because even the medium-sized company today is going to have a human resource department. That department is going to be doing background checks, possibly even assessment testing. Reference testing, reference checking. You need to be doing that in your own way. And interestingly enough, it might be a face-to-face interview that quickly, even though it may seem like it's time-consuming, it might be faster to meet with a potential employee or in many small businesses are outsourcing, using freelancers.
Right.
Well, you may think that just because you don't have people on staff permanently that this is a easy way of growing your business. Sometimes the outsourcing and the freelancing, if not chosen as wisely as the full-time employee, can truly sabotage your company.
Well, another thing as far as research is concerned, I mean, if you had said research to a small business owner 5 years ago, they would have said, who has time to research? Where do I go get this research?
Right.
But now, with the advent of the Internet, with that technology available, there's no excuse for a small business owner not to be able to do virtually as much research as the big companies. That's what we mean, folks, when we say the playing field is being leveled by technology for small business. Stand by, Jan. We've got to take a quick break. Folks, it's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, is our special guest. We are back. It's 33 after. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Jan Yeager is our new friend and our special guest this hour. She's the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. And Jan, tell us again where the book's available.
It's available at local bookstores, online bookstores like Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It's also available through Book Clearinghouse through this 800 number, 800-431-1579.
Okay.
800-431-1579. And Book Clearinghouse also has some signed books if anyone likes to collect signed editions.
Yeah. And is it available from your website?
Through my website, you can certainly click on to all these other options.
Okay.
And send, at my website, if you send me an email, jyager@aol.com, I'll be happy to tell you how to get it if you're having trouble finding it.
Good. And her website, folks, is Jan Yeager, JanYager.com. Jan, we were talking about some of these questions. I think I like these questions because I really think these are ways to ask ourselves, if I just said, all right, are you a good time manager? You'd probably say, yeah. But if I ask you these questions, then you know you might have to take a little more of a specific look at yourself. And the third question is, and by the way, folks, you can answer yes, no, or sometimes. We'll take sometimes too. The third question is, do you allocate at least 1 hour each day for uninterrupted time for thinking, reading, planning, or creative work? That is something that small business owners, I think sometimes small business owners get to the end of the year and they realize that they didn't take an hour to do that.
You're so right. And in the book, there's a section on finding your hidden time, because many people who are listening to us are probably saying, I don't have an hour a day or a week to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book, I do have recommendations how to find that hidden time that you can free up to do this.
When people say that to me, I tell them you are in the middle, whether you realize it or not, you are right in the middle of crisis management. You are the personification of crisis management. You've got to be able to take the time to, so you've got to be able to stop and say, okay, I know the alligators are biting me, but for 1 hour, I'm going to let it go and see if I can't think about where I am, because if you will do that, maybe you'll be able to get rid of some of those alligators. Instead of just
Exactly. Instead
of just dealing with them, you'll be able to eliminate them.
Exactly. Number four, do you spend sufficient time developing and maintaining business and personal relationships? This is so crucial. And many Chamber of Commerces have networking lunches or after-hour times available. Now, the trick with those kinds of opportunities is a lot of times you may finally free up the time to go to one, and it's difficult, or you don't form the liaisons that are really helpful to your business. You really have to take a longer view, because if you go back month after month, that's the way you're going to be developing the relationships that are going to help grow your business. Also, joining associations. You've got to pick the right ones to join. And if you do join, you want to become active in a committee, because just paying your dues and not going to functions or networking with other members is not going to be useful.
It's a waste of money.
And it's also going to siphon off a lot of energy.
Right. Number five.
Do you work hard to do your best rather than measuring yourself by a standard equated with unattainable perfection? Now, let me give you an example. This is not, of course, a small business, but I recently had to return a product to a major company, and I won't say what it was, because it didn't work with my computer system. And lo and behold, I sent back the product. I knew the store wouldn't take it back. And lo and behold, a month later, I got a rebate check for the full amount, including postage.
Hmm.
Over the last 2 or 3 years, I've done a similar thing with other businesses with products that were, you know, that I returned, and I never heard from anyone. So you have to, and this is the hard thing for a small business, you really have to micro and macro manage, and that's the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Each customer, each product, each relationship is pivotal. On the other hand, you have to think the big picture, the big numbers, or you're not going to stay in business. So that's the challenge. So the perfectionism is unrealistic. Perfectionism shuts you down. On the other hand, striving for attainable excellence, this is what you want your business associated with.
Well, I agree with you, and that's something that I've had to fight with all my life, is trying to make things perfect. And as you say, that's not realistic, and it actually will just get you bogged down, and you won't be able to accomplish anything, because the world is not perfect.
Right, and also sometimes saying, well, you know, the other extreme is, well, nothing's perfect. That can unfortunately give people an excuse for, you know, sloppiness or something
right.
That's not excellent.
That's the reason why doing your best, giving it your best shot is the answer. Jan, we've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about creative time management for the new millennium, which is the title of Dr. Jan Yeager's new book. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us, please. Welcome back, heroes. It's 44 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Dr. Jan Yeager is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of Creative Time Management for the New Millennium. This book is available in bookstores. It's available online. It's just newly out, though. Only a couple of weeks, right, Jan?
That's right. Yep. It's also available through Book Clearinghouse, 800-431-1579. I also want to tell people that I created a booklet out of Chapter 9, 125 Top Time-Saving Ideas. That's available for $5 plus a dollar postage if people are too busy to read the book.
Chapter 9 is excellent, by the way, for folks. I didn't realize you had a booklet on that. That's a good idea.
Well, that's available through Book Clearinghouse or through my website if people send me an email, or they could send the $5 plus the dollar postage to my post office box, Dr. Yeager, P.O. Box 8038. Stamford, Connecticut, 06905-8038.
They can get all that from the website.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
They get the address from the website.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, that's janyager.com, folks, J-A-N-Y-A-G-E-R. Let's talk about the seven principles of creative time management. The first one you mentioned a little bit ago, be active, not reactive.
Right. It's so important because small business owners are constantly reacting to external demands. And be active, not reactive, is easier if you follow principle number two, which is set goals.
Mm-hmm.
And those goals have to be long-term and short-term. My favorite example of someone setting a long-term goal, even when he was down on his luck, was Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
He wrote himself, as many people know, a check for $1 million and put it in his wallet. And that was going to be something that someone someday was going to give him for his acting.
Hmm.
And as everyone knows, he's gotten
me more than that.
20-fold.
Yeah.
So set those goals. And once again, small business owners, you've got to set not only the goals for this year and next year, but 5 years, 10 years. Do you want to stay small? Do you want to grow your business? Do you want to affiliate with other businesses? What's your game plan? Number three is prioritize actions. That is what's going to make the difference between feeling in control of your day and your business and really going from phone call, from demand to demand, and at the end of the day saying, what did I really accomplish? Prioritize your actions, and you'll see in Creative Time Management for the New Millennium steps to take to make sure that priority is the first thing you do of the day and that it actually gets done that day. Yesterday, I had a priority to do. It doesn't sound like a big deal, but it was. I had to overnight something to a company that might really make a big difference with promoting this book. Well, my husband couldn't get over the fact that I was literally dancing at dinner. And when he said, what happened today that was so terrific, I said, I nailed that thing out that might make a big difference in my life, in my business. And that's the wonderful thing about prioritizing. When you prioritize and when you accomplish that priority, you truly can feel good about yourself and you can see the results.
So start with the things that you absolutely have to get done this day. Do you start with the things that must get done today, or do you start with the things that you can get done quickly and get out of the way?
Well, the problem with the get them done quickly and out of the way is if that's the way you live each day and work each day, those priority things are going to not only get pushed to the end of the day and maybe not get done, but why not, and once again, this depends on what kind of person you are. If you're a morning person, do those priority things in the morning when you're most alert. If you're an evening person, if you're an afternoon person, do the priority things when you have the most energy, the most focus. Because number four in the seven principles of creative time management is keep your focus. That's so pivotal. And that all fits in with the prioritizing action, mm-hmm. setting goals, be active, not reactive. Number five, this is so important for small business owners. Create realistic deadlines. Notice I didn't write create deadlines.
Right.
One of the biggest problems, and we didn't even get to talk about one of the key findings of my original research, is that the number one time waster is not procrastination, it's doing too much at once.
Hmm.
Now, how does doing too much at once happen?
Stop for a second.
Sure.
I want you to say that again.
The number one time waster is doing too much at once.
Not procrastination.
Not procrastination. Now, the reason why this ties to creating realistic deadlines, if you keep creating deadlines that are not realistic, you're going to miss the deadline. You're going to already be committed and possibly starting on another task, another project. Before you know it, you are doing too many things at once.
Well, the other thing that happens there is that more than likely there are other people who are contributing or involved in that deadline, and you've told them what you're going to accomplish, and when you aren't able to, it just adds stress to your life because you've got other people relying on you.
Very much so. Now, doing too much at once and creating realistic deadlines does not mean, and I know every small business owner out there is listening and saying, what does she know? I can't do one thing at a time. I have to juggle all these balls. I have all these multiple demands. Well, that's okay, but only as many as you can handle realistically.
Maybe you need to put some aside. Jan, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the two more of these principles, and then we're going to move on and talk about getting over, how to overcome some of the key obstacles of managing your time. Hit the after. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Creative Time Management for the New Millennium, folks, is the new book that Jan Yeager has out. Dr. Jan Yeager, she's our new friend, and we'll have her back on another day and talk some more about creative time management. But as we wrap up the hour, Jan, we got at least two more things in our list of seven principles of creative time management. The sixth one is do it now.
Right, and that's an acronym. D stands for divide and conquer what you have to do. O, organize your materials how you will do it. I, ignore interruptions that are annoying distractions. T, take the time to learn how to do things yourself. N, now, not tomorrow, don't procrastinate. O, opportunity is knocking, take advantage of opportunities. W, watch out for time gobblers. And time gobblers include being on the internet, watching TV, emails, talking on the phone. But number seven is, as we started talking at the very beginning,
very important.
Is one of my favorite, balance your life. It's so important. And, you know, the important thing is that it, and this I realized in researching this book, I interviewed a woman in Texas, and I said to her, she was a single woman, and in her late 20s, and I said to her, what's the one challenge you face in terms of business? And she said, I don't have enough time. Now, I think this is so important for small business owners to hear because everyone thinks he or she doesn't have enough time. So it's important within the excessive demands on the small business owner that you find a way that everyone in your life, including yourself, time for exercise. In the book, I talk about efficiency breaks. This is a fascinating study. In France, they lowered the number of hours that are required for a work week. They found productivity increased. That's so important for people to hear.
You know, Jan, I want to interrupt you for a second. When people say, I don't have enough time, that is really an inaccurate statement, and I think it's a defeating statement because you have just as much time as everybody else does. What I think you should be saying, and this would help you, I think, realize more about where the problems lie in your life and the things that deplete your time, are to say, I have too many things requiring my time.
Right.
And so if you say that to yourself and you realize that, then you'll start identifying some of these things that take your time that maybe aren't necessary.
Well, let me throw this out to people. I have several journals coming out. And one of the journals is a business journal where you write in things you have to do. But another one is a business book. And the reason for the business book is...
Yeah, we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, sure. Keep track of the birthdays of those in your lives, not just personally, but in business. I met someone at a conference, and she sent me a birthday card. And it was done in an appropriate, pleasant way. And it made me say to myself, that person can handle details well.
Yeah. Jan, that's going to be the last word. Thank you very much. You did a great job teaching us about creative time management for the new millennium, and I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for making time for me.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll have you back another time. Jan Yeager, folks, she's the author of Creative Time Management. I got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.